I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. What do you want to be when you grow up? Kids from the beginning of civilization have been plagued by that irritating question. And so is Samuel, a young boy who takes a day off from school to find the answer. A new illustrated book for kids, Samuel's Story, was written by New Mexico performance poet Hakeem Bellamy. Hakeem, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. Good to be here with you.
Now, the question posed to Samuel in school is a little bit different, but he still has a dilemma he has to find the answer to.
Sure. Yeah, the question's a little different because, you know, we don't want to terrify the little kids. We don't want to scare them right out the box. It's a children's book. So it's a little bit more abstract. It's like, you know, what do you want to be? And minus the when you grow up part. So Samuel is in class and the very well-intentioned teacher is having the students ponder this. What is it that you want to be? And Samuel is intimidated by the answers of his classmates because some of his classmates just have it all together. They know exactly what they want to be. And so I think from that space, Samuel was like, I got to get out of here. I'm not finding the answer to what I want to be within these four walls. So maybe I can go out there and find some inspiration. And I think in our current education system, we equate learning with seat time being talked at, and that is not necessarily indicative of learning. And so we have to have some sort of fluidity, a connection to the outside world and allowing the outside world in the classroom and vice versa. And what Samuel gets out of that is self-confidence, some time to think. He gets to be observant, let the answers come to him and just be open. And then he comes back after he's had time to himself to kind of meditate on it and say, hey, I think I know what I want to do.
What is a children's book, Hakeem? What does a children's book need to be that maybe a book for grown-ups does not need?
Right. It needs to have a very apparent arc. You know, the essential elements of any story, setting, rising action, climax, falling action, resolution. It has to have those pieces in a much shorter space of time. So I feel like as a poet, we are storytellers and narrators. And so, yeah, in a three-minute slam poem, you need to fit your novel into 3 minutes. And so I think it's good practice being a poet and trying to say a lot with a little, trying to be dense and abstract, but leave somebody with a really definitive emotion at the end. Because I think for most of us who remember the stories that were read to us when we grow up, we may not know the story word for word, but we remember the lesson and we remember how it made us feel. And that's kind of what we hold on to. And so that's what you're going for. And sometimes you're shooting in the dark.
Now, this is labeled a multimedia book. We know it's got words and pictures, but what does a multimedia book mean?
Yeah, when does it become multimedia? It becomes an immersive experience. And so what we were able to do through some barcode technology in the front of the book is that if you have a smart or semi-smart phone, you could scan over this thing and then it'll connect you to the audio of myself reading it, the sound effects, some of the ambient sound around my reading of the poem. And then, of course, there's music in it, actually a soundtrack to Samuel's life. So when he's in the classroom, you hear a certain kind of music. And when he's outside the classroom, you hear a different kind of music. And I think part of that is that we wanted it to be competitive with, you know, my son's 8 and things nowadays that they have their heads immersed in these gadgets. And so what we're saying is that it might be hard for me to get you to pick up a book, but what if I can put that right in front of you in your gadget? So, yeah, modern day digital storytelling.
Poet Hakeem Bellamy has written a new book for kids, Samuel's Story, is available in both print and digital versions. Go to communitypublishing.org. Hakeem and the illustrator will be at Bookworks in Albuquerque this morning at 10:30. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.